The farm workers of the West Coast are rich with stories and good humor. And if you speak for long enough, they might even share tales of mermaids in the local rivers. Marieke van Rooy, who's 50 years old and has lived in and around Porterville most of her life, easily reminisces about the old days, a time she fondly remembers for the food and being full of fun times. She remembers how much cheaper things were and how her mother made bread. It was delicious bread, especially with beautiful fish. They swam in the dam, played rugby, and made wooden bowls. She fondly recalls fires, breads, fig jam, and bokkums, salted fish from the coast. They cut wood, took care of sheep, and milked the cows. She says it was very safe. The moon was brilliant, and the sun wasn't as harsh as today. We played very late and felt free. I can see clean enough, it ain't a scar. According to her, back in the day, we entertained ourselves, not like today's kids. They'd play music and dance and have a great time. But as idyllic as it may sound, life on the farm was difficult. Aside from the long hours in the hot sun, it was the days of the dorp system and paying farm workers in wine, something that had a devastating effect on her family. Farmers gave my parents a lot of wine, she says. They were drunk every day. Farmers used to hit them. And with the alcohol came domestic violence. In fact, Mareki's mother spent 3 years in Polsmore prison for attacking her father with a knife. Today, they are all neighbors, regularly hanging out with the rest of Mareki's family, none of whom drink. But talk of farm life inevitably brings up tales of mermaids and mermen. According to Mareki and her husband, if you leave mermaids alone, humans will be fine. But if a mermaid sees a handsome man, she'll take him. She goes on to tell a story about her father's brother and how he was taken by a mermaid. Beyond the freshwater rivers of the Platteland, there are also ocean mermaids. She says there's a mermaid in St. Helena Bay that helped bring a boat to safety. It's been there for years. But it's not just mermaids one should look out for in these parts. They are mysterious creatures that steal beasts at night, snakes that swallow oxen whole, and apparently, during the time of Van Riebeck, there were anacondas in the river that runs through Porterville. If that's not enough, Mareki says that she and her husband have seen a deadly snake with a glittering diamond on its head. It would appear that as much as life has changed over the years, some stories stay the same. The past and the present commingle as tales are told, whether about real life or things that seem unreal. As storytellers practice their craft, colluding and co-creating images for the mind's eye, expect to be amazed and to laugh a lot.